So I've seen actually quite a bit of progress, and I've been impressed with it. The thought about higher education is that higher education institutions change at the pace of a speeding glacier, and for good reason. We try to be intentional and thoughtful. We try not to chase trends, and I think that's served higher education very well over its life. But I have to say that I think of all the institutions where I've worked, MCLA is probably the most agile, and I'll give you some examples. So just this year, our faculty have worked on and advanced new academic programming. So this year, we announced a 3-year business degree, first state university in Massachusetts to have a 3-year business degree. We have 2 new academic majors that are going before the Board of Higher Education next month, one major in health science, the other in community health education. We established a new relationship with Western New England University where students can stay here for 3 years and then spend 3 years at Western New England Law School and get their law degree, their undergraduate and law degree in 6 years. So I've really been impressed with the work that my colleagues in academic affairs have put into thinking anew about academic programming and working very hard, because I think most people don't appreciate how much work goes into thinking about curriculum and how we're going to make sure that the work that we're doing for students responds to the needs that they have. So I've really been impressed with the number and the quality of the programs that we've advanced.
What are some goals you see the college striving towards?
I think there are a number of them that are coming out of the strategic planning process. I think because I think that we've been relatively agile when we think about program. Last October, we launched a strategic planning process. Typically, that takes about a year. We'll wrap up our work probably in June and then present that strategic plan to the Board of Higher Education in Boston. I think that other people recognize that, and so I think part of the strategic plan will be to have one foot raised, right? To think, what's the next step for us? How do we be intentional and thoughtful about what's next with programs, academic programs or public service programs or athletic programs? How do we think differently about how we respond to what the needs of our prospective students are? So I think that's part of it, and building an infrastructure for being able to be thoughtful about those things. You know, one of the things that's most exciting about MCLA is that nearly 22% of our students, student population are students of color. We have a richly diverse student population, not so among the faculty, staff, and our various boards. And so I think diversity, equity, and inclusion are a goal that will be critically important for us as we think about being more inclusive and more diverse across the college, just not among solely among the student population.
Tell me about some of the collaboration and how the community of North Adams and the Berkshires at large can better interact with the college.
Yeah, you know, I think that we're in a really great place for lots of reasons. In fact, you know, what an amazing time to be here in North Adams and Northern Berkshire County. Dick Alkenbright, the mayor of North Adams, has been incredibly welcoming to me, but also embraces MCLA as an integral part of North Adams. He's frequently at the admissions events that we have, welcoming parents and families to the city and letting them know that their children aren't just students at MCLA, that he considers them citizens of North Adams. And so, we've got a really great relationship with the leadership of the city. I think most people here, the people that I've come across, appreciate the presence of MCLA. You know, we have great cultural and performing arts events. We have a great speaker series, all of which are open to the public. And so I think in many ways we are that stereotypical college town where people appreciate those real assets that we bring. In fact, as I mentioned a moment ago, the strategic planning process, we hosted 2 roundtable discussions with CEOs from the various sectors around the region to get their sense of what MCLA does well in their perspective. I think is a testament to kind of the presence that MCLA has and how people perceive us.